Hello, everyone. It is January 2nd, 2024. It's a regular assembly meeting. I'll call the meeting to order. The clerk, please call the roll.
Donna?
Here.
Thomas?
Here.
Jay?
Here.
Mark?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
We have a full assembly today. It's now time for the voluntary pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item three on the agenda has been postponed today. The state fire marshal's plane had a mechanical, so they couldn't make it today, and they plan on rescheduling to come and give the award. That brings us to item four, approval of minutes. Need a motion to approve the minutes from December 18th, 2023 assembly meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, are there any proposed changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of the minutes presented to us, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Those minutes are accepted. Item five, amendment and approval of today's meeting agenda. Are there any amendments proposed by assembly members? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the meeting agenda as presented.
So move.
Second.
Made by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Fine-Walsh to approve the meeting minutes, the meeting agenda today as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move forward with the meeting as presented. Item five, or item six, public hearings. There are no public hearings today. Item seven, no bid awards. That brings us to item eight, and that brings us to persons to be heard on items related on today's agenda. Please step forward, state your name, who you represent, and remind everybody there is a 5-minute time limit.
Happy New Year and a successful New Year to everybody. Hello, my name is John Mergus, and I'm representing myself. And I just wanted to briefly address the prioritization of the different capital projects that you have on your list. And in the last few years, and especially this past year, there's been lots of changes for all of us in industries, commerce, climate, and so forth. Some of the projects go back some time and could use a little bit of updating. And I would request that perhaps before you do a prioritization of them, which I think was on the agenda for this meeting, maybe postpone that prioritization at least one meeting to allow public input, which I think would only make good projects better. And to, you know, solicit the public, solicit your constituents. I think that would make it easier for you to make those decisions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your testimony today. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak on items related to today's agenda? Seeing done, yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody. Just wanted to put out a little bit of information if you haven't already seen all the things about the roof project at the school district, but I just wanted to make a few comments about it and ask that it be retained on the list and moved up the prioritization list if possible. We've completed the 35% drawings. We are ready to go out to bid when we are ready to secure that. We have made it to number 12 on the state's list for legislative, hopefully, funding. If you haven't heard the governor's budget, he has only gone down two projects on that list, so we're number 12, but you never know where it'll end up, and that will give some reimbursement to the borough. We've been very successful with that in the past. We've had good process for that and had good reimbursement. Sometimes it's 60-40, sometimes it's 50-50, but that is all better than nothing. So just wanted to put that out there to you for your consideration. And if you have any questions for me about that.
Questions of the superintendent. Nope, seeing none. Thank you for your presentation today. Anyone else in the audience today with views related to today's agenda? And I don't see anyone zooming in. Clerk Thompson, is that assumption correct?
It's correct.
Okay, we'll move forward then to item 9, persons to be heard on items unrelated to today's agenda, things that are not on today's agenda. Okay, seeing no interest, we'll move to board, commission, and committee reports. Item 10, there are none. Nothing on the consent agenda. Item 11 brings us to item 12, report of other officers. And we have a report today from the CEO of the Petersburg Medical Center, Mr. Hofstetter.
Hi, Happy New Year. Phil Hofstetter, Petersburg Medical Center, CEO. A few updates. Thank you all. I don't believe it was an assembly meeting since the groundbreaking, but thank you for those that attended to the groundbreaking. It was a good response from the community, good response from the assembly, all of you, and as well as our board. And thanks to Steve and city for providing refreshments afterwards. Seemed like it was very successful. There's some good work being done up there. The weather is doing well, doing us well for proceeding with the project. I did finalize the contract with the state for the Treasury grant. So that was, we had to go back and forth a little bit on some of the language, and their process was a little bit lengthy, but we were able to follow through with that, and I signed that just a couple of weeks ago. So that grant is in process, which is great. We also had a budget meeting, and as you all know, fighting inflation as the cost estimates come in for the facility is going to be a constant battle. So keeping the project and budget is very, very, very important, which we had to get pretty creative and innovative. So we are doing that. But so far, everything is proceeding according to budget. So looking forward to that moving forward. We did have to halt a little bit on the full site, but we are releasing that because we had to make sure we had enough funding for the HRSA funding as well as the Treasury to do the full site. And as you know, the Treasury funding is very restrictive and very specific. So the HRSA funding has a little more leeway, and we are now should be full steam ahead on developing that full site. So that's good information and a good update for me. And we'll look forward to the priority. This getting capital funding going forward is going to be very important to keep the project moving forward. And lastly is the work session. So I'm looking forward to the work session. I do intend on having our CFO attend that. Seems like he has a very good way of communicating the way the costing and the cost report is completed within the critical access hospital. So I think that's very important to learn from, and the way he's able to communicate that seems to resonate. So we're able to strategize on having him available for that meeting. And that's all I had. Any questions?
Any questions today? Member Marsh?
Yes, thank you. So the fact that the state contract has now been finalized, was anything in that materially changed as far as what you had previously anticipated? I know initially there was a big change with them saying they needed to do the work building earlier than anticipated.
No, the big thing that was a change were the cost estimates. Now that we had the 35% design completed, getting the equipment and the cost, that's what increased the budget. So that was the one thing that I was concerned about the most, is what is the actual cost estimates now that we have the design completed. So we had to adjust a few things for that. But no, other than that, there's no surprises that I'm aware of.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions of Mr. Hofstetter today? Okay, thank you, Phil, for your report.
Thanks.
And that brings us to the mayor's report. There is no written mayor's report today, but first of all, I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year and prosperous new year. A couple things have came to my attention since the agenda was put together. I will be traveling to Southeast Conference February 6th through the 7th, and on the 8th, there's a transportation symposium So I will be attending that as well. That's in Juneau. That's been budgeted for. Also, for Alaska Municipal League Mid-Winter Conference, that's February 20th through 22nd. We budgeted for the mayor and one assembly member to go. I plan on attending that as well in Juneau. And if there's any assembly members interested, put your name up. If there's more than one, then we'll have to take action on it at the next meeting and vote. And I see Member Lynn and Member Fine Walsh are both interested. So can we have that on the next agenda?
Sure.
For an action item, Clerk Thompson. And with any luck, we won't be shoveling snow anytime soon. That brings us to the manager's report. And also, there's no written report today. If anybody has any questions of the manager on specific topics, I would believe this would be a good time to ask him. Seeing none, unfinished business is the next item on the agenda, and there is no unfinished business today. Next item is item A. There's two items, A and B, and that's setting the capital projects list for the state and the federal priority projects list. We'll take them one at a time, and we'll do the state capital projects list. I'd entertain a motion to approve the list as presented to us from the manager.
So moved.
So second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion or proposed amendments? And before we get started, I guess, you know, in the past, over the years I've been on the assembly, you know, you prioritized your list and the state funds what they planned on funding for that particular layer, fire halls, libraries, et cetera. So I've got to understand that they're talking about funding debt reimbursement to the schools for projects and so forth, and maybe a lot of attention to the PFD this year. So I guess we'll see how that progresses. So if there's any ideas by assembly members how you'd want to change the list, now is the time to do it. Presented. Member Fine Walsh.
Well, yeah, a couple things. I guess I would appreciate some input from the manager, perhaps. You know, I guess I feel like part of this is balancing, you know, the importance of these projects to the community with the likeliness that they'll receive funding. And as I understand it, as you mentioned, some projects based on the nature of the project are more likely to receive funding than others. You know, and it would be good to get some insight from the manager as to, you know, are certain types of projects more likely to get funded? For instance, you know, is the development of harbor infrastructure more or less likely to be funded than the development of new roads? Which brings me to my proposed amendment. I would like to see the Petersburg Airport bypass road taken a little bit more seriously. You know, I think now is a time a lot of people are speaking about developing road infrastructure, and it may not be a bad time to push that project a little bit further forward. It's maybe not something a lot of people have spoken about, but I think it has the potential to be really transformative for our community, essentially expanding our loop road system to a larger loop, which would encompass, I think, a lot of land that would is really ripe for development and could be, you know, kind of a boon to our community, as well as, you know, freeing up a lot of congestion, you know, looking forward to some of the bigger building projects in town. I think, you know, paying some more attention to that road, you know, even if we're just using it mostly for industrial purposes in the short term, could really be beneficial. Although long term, I would really like to see that, you know, as you know, true kind of an alternative to Haugen, essentially. So I would like to see that moved further up the list. I guess specifically, I would put it below the Aquatic Center refurbishment project and above the Banana Point facility, if we're being specific about my ordering for that one, and I'll leave it at that.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion to move the airport bypass road from number 10 on the list, if I counted correctly, to number 7. Any discussion on that amendment? Member Stan Gregor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have no problem moving that up the list. I would be fine with where it is right now also, but moving it up is fine. Having gone through the capital project list several times over the years, similar to what you touched on, Mr. Mayor, none of these seem to be competing with one another, meaning like there aren't multiple road projects on there that, you know, I would feel a need to prioritize over, or, you know, the multiple school projects. There's only one on there. But to Member Walsh, your point, I'm like, I have no problem that moving that up, and I'd gladly vote for that. Just more or less not sure how effective it'll be, but it can't hurt, I suppose.
Any other input on the amendment? Member Lynn.
Yeah, I don't, you know, after you get to first three, I don't think it makes much difference, because my time with the mayor and arguing about the projects and so forth, they fund what they want to fund. But I do, I would like to say that I look at that Scow Bay generator that we have. I have a hard time agreeing with you from the standpoint that we have needs like that generator and a couple other things here to keep things we have operational, but yet we want to build something new before we take care of our operational things. But I don't have a big strong feeling, you know, one way or another, because I think it's gonna fall out the way it's gonna fall out, you know.
Any other input on the proposed amendment? Yeah, I'd just like to voice my, you know, like we've, you know, a lot of us have expressed our feelings that the list is the list, you know, and I agree with the prioritization, and we'll just see how the funding falls. And I've always been in favor of trying to get the bypass road completed, one, for safety issues, and two, just to open up more potential development lots for residential. But, yeah, so just for emergency response vehicles to have another route out of town to Scow Bay and farther south, I think it'd be a benefit. So I will support the amendment, but number 7, number 10, it just depends on what they're going to fund. Any other input before we vote on the amendment? Clerk, call the roll.
Donna?
Yes.
Excuse me. Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, the amendment to move the airport bypass road up 3 notches on the priority list passes unanimously. And now we're back to the main motion as amended, if there are no other amendments. Member Marsh.
I wonder what the assembly's will would be to move up the roof replacement for the schools to number 3. I don't know if there's interest. Make a motion to move up the roof replacement to number 3.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion. Member Marsh.
Yes, thank you. My reasoning behind that is I agree with Member Lynn that we do need to take care of the facilities that we have. I know the Scow Bay project has been, the haul out and washdown pad have been you know, high on the priority list and needful, but that essentially is new, a new project. So I think the roof replacement would make sense to get that taken care of.
Okay, any other input on this proposed amendment? Clerk, call the roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Jay?
Yes.
The second amendment passes unanimously, and now we're back to the main motion as amended. If there's no other proposed amendments, will the clerk please call the roll?
Rob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so that list has been approved. Now we're on to the federal priority list. I'd entertain a motion to approve the list as presented to the assembly by the manager.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Lynn. Discussion. Seeing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Thomas?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, so that the federal priority list, project list passed as well unanimously, and conversation with the mayor manager before the meeting, at, you know, the federal government's not in session now, and as they move forward with what they're going to be funding, our federal lobbyist Sebastian O'Kelly will be in contact with the manager, and we might tweak the list a little bit to see if we need to do something to fit a project farther up the list. But
if I may, I mean, yes, through the mayor. So exactly as the mayor said, we'll send this once it's, if it's approved by the assembly, we'll send it to our lobbyists, who will then talk to the different delegations, staff, and find out, you know, what the important people are actually wanting to fund. And then he'll come back to me and say, well, no one's going to fund this, so you might as well take it off your list. And it doesn't come off our CAPSIS, our state list, but it'll then change this federal priorities list. I'll then reorder it, bring it back to the assembly so you guys can vote on it. And then the document will go back to the feds for them to look at. So it's kind of a process that kind of goes back and forth a little bit, depending on what they're going to potentially fund at the federal level. But again, I bring it back to you if any changes are made before it's finalized and officially given to the delegation.
So. Okay, we're on to item 17, communications. There are no communications listed on this agenda. Assembly discussion items. Any assembly members have comments today? Member Fine Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll just make a brief comment here. I wanted to thank the assembly and the borough for sending me up to Anchorage for the Municipal League Conference in December there. I really appreciate it. It was a really informative conference, very interesting, a lot of great meetings, and I plan to put together a brief report and regale the assembly with my findings in some more detail, but not too much, during our next meeting. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you. Any other assembly members have comments today? Seeing none, recognitions. Any assembly members or staff have recognitions today? Recognize the road crew for keeping the snow so clear on the roads. Okay, that brings us to an executive session. I'm going to need a motion to adjourn into an executive session, and that will be in accordance with state statute. Matters, the matters we will discuss was the immediate knowledge of which could clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, and we're going to discuss the direct negotiations with Petersburg Indian Association for the sale of borough land, and the borough's potential proposals and position in those negotiations.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we will wait for the room to clear, and then we will go into that executive session.
I'm on top of my water.
Sure.